Blackstone Audio presents The Hypochondriacs, Nine Tormented Lives by Brian Dillon.
My body is that part of the world which my thoughts are able to change. Georg Christoph Lichtenberg, The Waste Books. Introduction: A History of Hypochondria. You were well 1 minute ago, and this minute you are unwell. Your symptoms came on, and with them your fear, in a stray moment of solitude. Perhaps you and your body were alone in the bathroom, with leisure to examine your naked flesh. Time enough for your fingers to find a lump where no lump should be, for the unsteamed mirror to reveal a rash, or for your hand to pause as you reached for the soap, an obscure twinge dragging at your innards. Or perhaps it happened at night, while you were alone, or as your lover slumbered. On the verge of sleep, a sudden sensation, as of something shifting inside. A slow waking in the dark, as a dull ache intruded on your dreams. Or towards dawn, a more diffuse feeling, that mortality was near. Maybe it was broad daylight, in the midst of the diurnal round. A conversation half overheard, concerning a colleague's recent diagnosis. A radio interview with the victim of a rare and debilitating disease. A newspaper article skimmed during the dead time of your daily commute, in which you recognized your own poor diet and sedentary habits. However the suspicion may have insinuated itself, in the days that follow it seems to sharpen in your mind. Your symptoms appear to point to a specific illness. It is the disease, perhaps, that you have feared all your life, or in recent years, the disease of which a parent died. Your first fears begin to condense into certainties, no less fearful. You feel compelled to research your disease. Unthinking, or thinking too far ahead, you type both your symptoms.